For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and his wife Melania went to Iraq and met some of the Americans on active military duty there.
The president saying that it was a place he's talked about for a very long time, even when he was still a civilian. He said he really just wanted to get there to pay his respects to the troops who were serving there, especially at this time of year.
The president, who is a civilian, spoke about his plans to pull U.S. forces from Syria.
Our presence in Syria was not open-ended and was never intended to be permanent. 8 years ago, we went there for 3 months and we never left. But now we're doing it right.
The president said he's in no hurry to replace Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, saying lots of people really want that job. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 1,086 points. Hugh Johnson with Hugh Johnson Advisors says it kind of turned into a feeding frenzy after it began.
Professional investors came to work today and they said the market overdid it on Monday, became very undervalued, represented significant opportunity, and they all jumped on board, and then it just fed on itself.
The S&P 500 index was up 117 and the NASDAQ climbed 361 points. President Trump is saying he will do whatever he has to get the border wall funding.
Politically speaking, I don't do it for politics. I'm doing nothing for politics. People want border security.
A partial government shutdown caused by a dispute over border wall funding is now in day five. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has ordered extraordinary protective measures after two migrant children died in U.S. custody in the last month. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to many financial experts, you should take a good long look at your finances at the end of the year. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
This is a time of year when many folks start looking at their finances and plan for stuff moving forward. Dan Geltrude is a CPA. He joins Fox News and talks about some of the things you need to be doing right now to set yourself up for success in 2019.
Well, the first step is you want to review your assets, your liabilities, your income, your expenses. That's your starting point. If you're going to talk about New Year's resolution, everybody wants to lose weight, this is the equivalent of getting on the scale. You got to see where you are today, your assets, what you own, liabilities, what you owe, your income, what do you have coming in, expenses, what's going out.
Yeah.
The reason assets and liabilities are important, do you think you need to get rid of some assets in order to take care of some liabilities, especially after the holidays?
Reporter Dave Cohen has a good use for old Christmas trees.
The Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana is coordinating efforts to collect trees and lower them into the water along the coast to prevent coastal erosion.
And it does work. It helps with fish habitat, it helps with wildlife habitat, and it certainly traps sediment that's in the water column and helps build some land.
Spokesman Jimmy Frederick says recycling trees also helps preserve dump space.
Still important to keep our trees out of landfills.
Some areas pick up the trees from the curb, others set up drop-off locations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.